Welcome back. We are broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Cam, driven by Forest River RV by Camping World. RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Midday show. Practice underway on the field right now. All right, we'll get to the Phillies here in a sec. Just quick update from practice. No Andrew McCube out there today, so we'll ask Elliot about that. Apparently had a collision in practice Saturday, not out there today. But practice underway after practice. Jordan Davis, Dallas Scott are slated to join us. All right, a lot to do today, but Hugh, we start with the Phillies, who won 2 out of 3 over the weekend. We are 3 days away from the MLB trade deadline. And I want Dave Dombrowski to act desperately. Go for it. Like, just go in and make the trade to put them over the top, because I just view it a National League and really the whole league, baseball in general. About a month ago, it looked like maybe Detroit was that one great team, and they've had a terrible month. The reality is we're almost August, and there is no great team. There's maybe 7 or 8 good to very good teams, 7 or 8 more mediocre teams, and one of those 14 to 16 teams is going to win the World Series. Yeah. The Phillies can do that. But they need to finish this thing and put themselves over the top. All right, let's get to some of the names and your phone calls here. 215-592-9494. All right, here, one of the biggest names out there right now, maybe the biggest bat that is available, is Eugenio Suarez, third baseman from the Arizona Diamondbacks. And I almost think we're underrating how big of a year this guy is having. So right now, Suarez has 36 home runs on the season. And he's an interesting player that he's had a long, good career, but it's kind of been a roller coaster where some years are very, very good, and then some years are just like, all right, and it's kind of gone back and forth. This is one of those really big years he's having. He has 36 home runs. He leads the league in RBI with 87 right now. And you look at his numbers since the middle of last season, and he's probably a top 10 hitter in baseball since the middle of last season. Like, he's been on a tear for about a full year now. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to Buster Olney, ESPN Baseball Tonight podcast this morning, talking about the Phillies, Eugenio Suarez, and a potential fit here.
Right, and I'm just going to mention the Phillies, and I don't have specific information that the Phillies are all in on this thing, but I will tell you that if you look at Suarez, okay, I think the Phillies have talked a little bit about, hey, if we get a third baseman, we can move Alec Boehm over to first base. Bryce Harper has been absolutely crystal clear to the Phillies all along. You want me to move, I'll move. And then what you conceivably have is that he goes to the outfield. Nick Castellanos, maybe they make a deal with him. He's under contract for next year. But I'm you know, that the reason why I'm intrigued there is because Dave Dombrowski, the general manager, we know is so aggressive, and he's not afraid of a big trade.
Hugh, that was interesting, and this name is interesting because this is the best power bat available, 36 home runs. But it's not a perfect fit, right? Like, we'd all want an outfielder with power. Mm-hmm. This is a third baseman with power, which means there's a lot of moving parts to this. It's, first of all, what is it going to cost? Second, what happens to the defense on this team if you land Eugenio Suarez, right? He'd be the third baseman. And then the way Buster Olney just put it, he in his mind, Alec Boehm, when he comes back, he goes to first base, Bryce Harper to the outfield. There's also the option we saw yesterday, Hugh, with Schwarber back to the outfield, which is what they did years ago, and then they moved away from that. Where do you come down on Suarez? His bat is so good right now, I am willing to make the defense work and deal with how it looks like when he gets here. Because if you start a lineup, Turner, Schwarber, Harper, Suarez, it's probably the best 1-2-3-4 in baseball. So I'm willing to make the defense work, even though it's clunky.
Little clunky. 34 years old, correct?
Yeah, free agent to be. It's a rental.
Free agent, so you're renting him. Like, I guess the biggest thing is how much you're willing to give up to get him, obviously, for that. As far as being clunky, I think with having Schwarber out there yesterday, they're trying to workshop this a little bit and see if it could possibly work if they go out there and get him or Luis Roberts or somebody like that. So it's one of those things where I don't have a problem with it. It's just, again, Joe, for me, how much am I willing to give up? Because when you talk about acts of desperation and talking about getting a rental player, how much am I have to give to get that guy who's not guaranteeing me? Like, we're going to make without him, I think the Phillies are going to make a run. But how much am I willing to give up knowing that I'm getting this rental player? And on top of that, 34 years old, and I still have to sign Schwarber if that's what I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a pure rental, considering they have JT that's a free agent to be and Schwarber that's a free – I mean, this is for now, right? This is to try to go win a World Series this year. The other thing to factor in is if he doesn't land here, where is he going to go, right? Is he going to end up with the Mets? Is he going to end up with another NL contender like the Cubs? Is he going to end up on the right? Like, where is he going to end up if he doesn't end up here? So I want him. Suarez is clearly the best bat available. I don't think it's a fluke that over the last year he's hit like 50 home runs. And I keep dreaming on that top four. Like, I'm just imagining a playoff game starting Turner, Schwarber, Harper, Suarez. Let's go. Like, that's the bat they're missing. Put it in the middle of the order. Let's go. So the other here, there is a way though they can make the defense less clunky. They could include Bohm in the deal. We haven't thought about that, but you know, you could just swap a third baseman for a third baseman. You could give Bohm back to Arizona. He's under contract next year, so you know, they might want that, so they have someone that's under contract on their team for next year. That might be a way to make it so it's a little bit less clunky. Then you just put Suarez in a third where Bohm would have been, and you keep rolling.
And just keep playing baseball.
Yeah.
That sounds like that would probably be an easier fit than
it
what you're
less,
trying to do.
Yeah less moving parts.
But how attractive is Bohm at this time? Because, you know, when we were talking about in the offseason, about trying to move on from Bohm, it really wasn't that attractive for anyone.
I agree. I have no idea how much Arizona want him, but I would be open to that. I would trade Bohm in a deal to get Suarez. 215-592-9494. Kyle, where do you – I feel like Suarez has become the guy for you that you've wanted most the last week or so.
Yep, I've been telling you. I would do crazy things to get Eugenio Suarez
When you say it like that, Kyle.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It just opens the door.
We're trying to win a World Series.
No, but it's just like the next question. It's like, what are we talking about?
Well, I mean, very low on the spectrum of crazy things would be shuffling this defense around and making it work. I mean, a wise man once told me that defense is a luxury.
Not a necessity.
I mean, especially if you have a pitching staff as dominant starting pitching-wise as the
like
Phillies
that's
are.
A smart dude.
He's a genius.
Today we could spin it. Most of the time, not. Also, Kyle, the furthest this team has gone with this group is when they had their worst defense.
That's true.
Put Schwarber in the outfield and Hoskins at first every day.
Yep, Schwarber and Castellanos. The Mariners, Hoskins.
They got
at
to
first
the World
base.
Series.
Yeah, I mean, like, and look, if I could find a way to do it without including Alec Bohm in the deal, I think I would prefer to do that. Like, I think Bohm still adds something to this lineup, and then it, like, I don't know, the net positive isn't as strong if you subtract Alec Bohm. So I think I would rather try and find a way to get Suarez here without including Alec Bohm in the deal. But, like, a push came to shove, and they said the only way you're getting Eugenio Suarez is Alec Bohm.
You're like, bye-bye.
Crazy things.
See you, buddy. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, and again, that would be a less clunky way to do it. You just play Suarez third. When a bat like this is available, though, I want it. I mean, this guy, again, if this was a month-long run, I'd say, this is probably not who he is. He's been hitting like this for a year now. This is the hitter he's become. And for a rental, to add to this lineup, I'd love Suarez. All right, the other big-name bat, Hugh, that is out there, that it feels to me like more of a consolation prize, like if they can't pull off the Suarez thing, this guy might be a guy. They keep getting connected to Luis Robert. Now, the Phillies
that
are...
That feels like that's going to happen.
Yeah,
though.
You sense that. So they're in it's kind of interesting. They're in Chicago
this week.
They're playing the White Sox. He could just go across the field.
And then you know what's funny? Like, there was a lot of movement this weekend in Major League Baseball as far as people getting
Yankees
traded
made
and everything.
A deal. Yeah, a lot of teams made a deal.
So to have Schwarber out there in outfield and then getting ready to go to Chicago and he's the center field, I think that's something that might be entertained. You know, because that feels to me like the – almost feels like, and we talked about this in the break, a Jazz Chisholm move, kind of, sort of, you know, where, you know, you get a player, has 10 home runs, hitting, I think, 204, 205, something like that.
Now, to be fair, he's been, the last 2 weeks, he's hit the best he has all season, so maybe he's starting to
turn the corner,
play
a
to
bit,
his typical
but,
level.
Yeah, but, you know, that feels like more of a move the Phillies might make in this situation. It's not the big move that most people want them to make Thursday, but it's a consolation move.
So if it's Luis Robert, it's really how you choose to see it. Like, one end of the spectrum, it's a supremely talented player, right? A few years ago, he had
27 years old.
Right, he had 38 home runs and was an all-star. Like, this guy checks a lot of boxes. Power, speed, he steals base.
And he's young.
And he's in his prime. But we can also be real. The last 2 years, he sucked. I mean, look at his numbers. He is not – like, he's not playing very well.
So
I mean, it has.
I feel you.
Yeah, so the question, if they got a Luis Robert, could the Phillies get the best out of him? Could he go back to being what he was a few years ago? I don't know. I like your comp to Jazz Chisholm because Chisholm got
about,
better
got,
with
– yes.
He got better when he got to the Yankees. Yes. Like, he got to an environment with a lot of other star players, Aaron Judge and all that. Soto was there last year.
Yes.
And he blossomed. There is a thought that could happen here. You put him next to Bryce and Schwarber, like pros, and maybe he blossoms.
And I tell you what, the Eugenio Suarez thing, did I say that right?
I think it's A. Eugenio.
It's a little bit older, man. That
but it's just a rental. You know,
it's a rental, but it's on the other side of that. What are you giving up for this rental?
Yeah.
And when you talk about what the sustainability of the Phillies, because that's where I'm kind of stuck at, and where we are, because we're at somewhat of an impasse. You talk about JT Realmuto, the fact that we don't really have a backup catcher.
Yep.
That we can replace him with is somewhat of a concern. And you talk about Schwarber, who's 32 years old, and we're talking about bringing somebody that's 34 as a rental situation. It just feels like Luis fits a little bit better as far as the youth movement is concerned.
Well, he also is an outfielder, right? Yeah. Like it's a more simple acquisition. Just put him in center field. Yeah. He's better than what you have out there. I get it. Look, I said it when Kyle brought up Robert last week. I would take it, and I don't think it's going to cost much, so there's that element to it. Maybe you could then make a big move in the bullpen. But Suarez is the one for me that's more of an impact guy that has just been way better for the last year. Not even close. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies act desperately this week to go land a star? I want them to be desperate. Go finish this team and go win a World Series. And your thoughts on Suarez, Robert, do you want him? Will in the Northeast is up. Hey, Will.
Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what Will.
Up, man? Yeah, man. Listen, man. I'm right along with y'all, man. Bring in the right piece, the right player, to make this team better, to get us over the hump, man. I mean, like, if you got to pay that money, you know, like what you're saying, you know, it's all about the deal and who we giving up. Like, I like Bone, and I think we should keep him. But, you know, because what I think is...
But are you letting Bone get in the way of getting Eugenio Suarez?
But listen, what I'm saying is this, right? You need the right coaches to develop these players, man. That's what it's all about, man. You got to get these right coaches to develop these players to make them better, man. And that's what it's all about, man. It's not all about the big names and what these guys can do. It's about developing these players that you already have, man.
Oh, you know, Will, I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, do you want to win the World Series or do you want to develop players?
Yeah, I mean, listen, man, we got the players to do it. You know what I'm saying?
The last 3 years have shown us they don't.
No, man, but they do. Like I said, man, listen, get me in that locker room for the Eagles and the Phillies, man. Because for real, this is what they need. They need the motivation to let these guys know we are the team to beat, man. They need that motivation to evolve and help them develop, man. I'm trying to tell you, man, you need a guy like me to actually motivate these guys, man. I'm telling you, man, because I bring that energy, man. That's what they're missing. They're missing that energy. And listen, let me in that locker room, man, and I guarantee you we're going to win a World Series and another repeat for the Super Bowl. I guarantee you.
So we don't need more good players. We just need Will.
We need Will.
I got you.
I'm telling you.
I got you. All right, Will. Listen, man. We reached the phone call. Yeah, like the idea of like, is anyone patient? Like, am I living in a different world than Will? Why would I be patient? This team is older.
You're a fan.
They have a shot to win right now.
Yeah.
What am I worried? Patience to develop.
Will was also telling us to keep giving Max Kepler chances.
Yeah, I know. Well, he also. Yeah, he did. He wanted. I think he wanted Kepler hurting like 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah, we're going to lead off Alec Boehm too. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. That was that.
Get idea. Him in that locker room.
Yeah, I'm not on that idea. No, thank you. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff,
I like Will, but we're not the Marlins. We don't develop players here. They come here. They're ready to go.
Well, I mean, look at the team. It's Trey Turner, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper, and JT, yeah. And Wheeler. Like, yeah, I mean, every once in a while they develop a Nola and a Hoskins, but that's not who this Phillies team is.
Right. So I don't know about being desperate, Joe. I don't like that term, and I like how you guys, formulate it because it does create a good discussion. I would be extremely aggressive, and that Suarez guy sounds intriguing. I would not let Boehm hold it up, though, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If it means putting Boehm in that thing, I'll figure third base out next year because we really don't have anybody else that can play third, maybe Sosa.
Right, and Jeff, before you go on, the long-term decision has to come on third soon anyway, because next year Boehm has 1 year left, right? So if you trade him for Suarez, you got to figure out third this offseason. But either way, they're soon going to get to a point where they got to either commit to Boehm or just find a new third baseman anyway.
Right. The other guy, Roberts, might be the better option because he fits right into the outfield, correct? He's an outfielder.
Yeah,
he
plug and play.
Yeah, he's a good – I mean, he's a really good defensive center. I mean, sometimes he – I mentioned last week he's got some Odubel to him, like he'll make you scratch your head.
Yeah.
But physically and he, I mean, he can run and get the ball. Like, he's a good outfielder.
Maybe part of his lack of good play in the last year or so is because he plays with a really crappy team.
Mm.
Like, you put a guy like that on a team that wins, that's the kind of guy that could really get his numbers back up, in my opinion.
I think you're right. And that, Jeff, the only concern I would have is we're in a pennant race, right? Like, so,
yes.
You know, there's not much time for him to get it going, but he is the kind of player, if he got back to where he was a couple years ago,
yeah.
Like, we could watch him and say he's legitimately the most talented player on the team. That's how good he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you could. That leaves you a little bit more wiggle room to get a better bullpen arm, too, because I think you have to give up less to get that guy as opposed to Suarez. And if you get Suarez, you already have your outfielder here. He's playing first base right now.
I know.
Put him out in the outfield, move Castellanos to left, and you kind of have to limp through with center field
Marsh and Rojas.
Marsh and Rojas, yeah. I can live with that if I have a bigger bat in the outfield. Kepler, he's dead to me.
Yeah, I think you and Topper. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. All right, Hugh, let's go into that element of it. If they get Eugenio Suarez, if the Phillies land a player that changes the defense here, are you comfortable with Bryce Harper to the outfield? Because
yes.
That feels like where this is – it's either Schwarber or Harper. I mean, like,
yes.
That's – one of them's got to go to the outfield.
Definitely, yes. Yes, because he's already made the commitment to do that, and I think he can do it. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Nah.
All right, you got to choose then.
Roberts or
no.
Moreno?
What? You got to choose Harper or Schwarber to play the outfield.
Oh, Harper. I got Harper out there.
I mean, he's better, right?
Yeah.
And he's an outfielder.
Yeah.
But he's also had a lot of injury issues the last year. Schwarber
is
not.
Yeah, I mean, this is true, but we're talking about – because we're getting Suarez, right?
That's what in that idea, right? Suarez arrives,
so
boom to first. You got to play with the outfield.
The rest, like what, a couple months?
It's basically 2 months.
Yeah,
and then
I'm
playoffs.
Okay with that. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I would be too. I also wonder if they could rotate them. Right, Bryce plays the outfield three days a week
sparingly.
Yeah, Schwarber plays it because the one concern would be injury. You're going to run those guys into the ground. Schwarber has been at his best offensively since he's been a DH. Like
mm-hmm.
that, you've gotten the most out of him when you've kept him just a DH, and Bryce Harper. We know. I mean, he just missed a month with a wrist issue, so that's obviously part of the equation here. Kyle, who'd you rather in the outfield, Schwarber, Harper?
Is
so
it that hard?
I think. Well, yeah, it is.
The injury stuff with Harper, I think, makes it a little bit more of a conversation.
But the other part of it is, didn't they put Schwarber out there last season? And he got injured like immediately.
I think it was. Yeah, it was game against Miami. He hurt his. It was his groin, I think. Like the first game, he was out there.
Yeah. So I mean. Since I'm doing crazy things for Eugenio Suarez, I think I'm putting Harper out there, risking the injury. I think I have to do it.
And look, and you heard it there for Buster Olney. Like, he has basically told the Phillies he will do this. I mean, this went back to the offseason when I guess Pete Alonso was the name out there.
I got
to
do.
Yeah, and if that makes the team better, and let's go back to when they signed Castellanos. So the idea was Harper was going to play right and Castellanos was going to play left. That's how they set the team up back in 2022, and the whole operation went awry because Harper hurt his elbow like a month in, and it's never looked like that. But that was their original plan. 215-592-9494. Aaron is in San Diego up on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. What's up?
Joe, good to have you back. We missed you last week. There's a couple accusations that were made that I want to get to at the end. But, hey, wanted to talk about the topic of the day today. In terms of desperation, Joe, you know, when we're desperate, that means like we're like one piece of the puzzle away from being this World Series champion favorite. And I think we're missing like a third of the puzzle.
No, they're not missing that much.
I don't think that Suarez, you know, he is a big fish in a little pond. And he has no pressure on him whatsoever. You bring him into Philadelphia, it's a completely different ball game. And is he going to produce the same way that he does in Arizona? Because the Arizona fan base is nowhere near the Philadelphia fan base.
I mean, Aaron, it's a fair point. I don't know. But is that going to stop me from bringing him in? I mean, like, and you're also not going to get a player, most likely, from a big fish in a big pond because those teams are trying to win the World Series, too, right? So if he plays for the Dodgers, I know he can handle pressure. The Dodgers aren't giving you a good player. So that's kind of the way the trade deadline always works. You're acquiring a good player on a bad team, often in a small market.
You know, Joe, our boys, you know, they went into a hostile Yankee Stadium and they put up 24 runs in three games. That was really, I mean, home runs, moving runners over, hitting balls when they're in scoring position. That was really, really impressive. And you know, I don't know if one piece of the puzzle, you know, ups our odds. I think we're a champ, or we're a World Series contender. But I don't think that one piece. I think we need to take a page out of the Eagles. I think we need to, you know, stick with the youth that we have.
What youth?
And inject that
the youth.
Into the
what
youth.
What youth is
the
is
youth.
Here?
The youth.
What youth is guiding the Phillies right now? Their best pitcher
there
is Zach.
No, there is no youth. I'm talking about our farm system.
Oh,
it doesn't make sense to give up our farm system.
Oh my God.
You know, for a rental player that we're going to get for 1 year, and then 3 years down the road, we're going to be hearing about Crawford and how
but
he's
Aaron, the
he's
Phillies,
doing,
the Phillies aren't the Eagles. Do we need like 100 years of evidence of, like, they're not the Eagles. The Eagles are the best run organization, maybe in all pro sports. Like, they know what they're doing at every level. When have the Phillies ever, outside of, let's say, early 2000s, put together a backbone of a team all through their farm system?
It's a matter of a combination of both, Joe. That's the point.
Right.
I
get that. But I can't sit here this week as this is probably I'm going to put it out there now. This is their last shot and their best shot. I don't believe they'll ever get this combination of Schwarber at this level, Turner at this level, JT playing again at this level, Wheeler at this level. This is it. Because as years go on, they're either not going to be here or they're just going to get older. If they waste this, we're going to regret this for 20 years. Like, the idea of the future, like, I don't give a crap about Justin Crawford. Like, why do I worry about what he's going to be 4 years from now when I got a World Series on the line, Aaron?
Because adding Suarez does not up your percentage, because what are you going to have to give up?
Does it? It absolutely ups their percentage. I mean, hold on a second. It does up their percentage. Like, if you look at the last year, he and Schwarber are two of the top 10 hitters in baseball. Imagine it's like me saying adding another Schwarber doesn't make them better. Of course it does.
But Joe, you're talking about a guy that has no pressure on him whatsoever. He has no pressure. I mean,
look at every trade deadline player.
You know, Austin Hayes was from Baltimore, right?
Austin
he was
Hayes
a great
wasn't
player.
Any
he came
good.
Here and folded.
Austin Hayes wasn't any good when they traded for him. This guy's having a great season. Don't you see what he's doing?
Yes. We are obviously on two different ends of the spectrum. I like what the boys are doing now. I want them to keep doing what they're doing. And, Joe, you know, there are some things that were said when you weren't here.
About?
There was some fat shaming that occurred. There was some accusations about my relationship
with
the cheeseburgers. You know, but the one thing that got me, and I've been thinking about all weekend, is your partner across the desk there. He made a comment about me outkicking my coverage. And, Hugh,
yes.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but, you know, back in the day, you know, circa 2004, the bouncing days, the rugby days.
You was that man.
Many
you was that dude.
At the club. What's that?
You was that dude.
I'm telling you, there was many occasions at the club where I had to walk up to the ladies and ask them what they're staring at, and their response was, the best looking thing in here. Oh!
I don't give a shit
about it, huh?
I ain't mad at you. You did all right for yourself.
So no making up stories? Is that what
I mean, he did all right for himself.
No, hey!
He did all right for himself. God bless.
There are no story. There is no stories when it comes to me. I am what I am, whether I'm on the radio or I'm in person. You get what you get, my friend.
I believe that. Aaron, good phone call.
I'm mad at it, if
we take one more call about saving the farm system, I'm going to lose my mind. The Phillies can win the World Series. What are we doing? Did anyone else watch the deadlines the last 2 years when they saved the farm system and we ended up with, I mean, like nothing?
I think for the Phillies, they have PTSD. I think that, you know, when DeBrusque got here, when he talked about, you know, the trophy case and spending money and do what he had to do, everybody was like, hold up, bro. There was a Adubo Herrera era was real. Like, that, you know, yeah, we don't.
You operate in fear. You're never going to get over the hump.
We don't do that. Yeah, we don't want to do that.
If they operate in fear, they're not going to get over the hump.
No, I mean, I hear you. I mean, you're right. But you also have to be calculated and measured in the moves that you make.
Calculated and measured.
I mean, I know it's hard. It's hard to be a grown up in this climate, but sometimes you just have to.
I let them be grown ups the last few years. How'd
yeah,
that work
did,
out?
You did.
And
you
that
did.
Didn't work. Did. So let's go. Get
Especially when you came with all that bravado.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Do you want Nebraska to be desperate this week? Look, they need significant additions deadline, and I think they need to be desperate here. How far are you willing to go? And would you include Alec Bohm to get Eugenio Suarez? I would. I feel like it's the most simple way to make the defense work. I'd swap out Bohm in that deal. Plus, we come back. I'm so disappointed. So disappointed, Hugh Douglas. Not surprised, but very disappointed. We'll address that next. Again, live from Eagles training camp, Jordan Davis, Dallas Goedert, to join us after practice on Sports Radio 94 WIP.